As disagreements between the mayor and city council in recent years have shown, council's 17 members can collectively wield a lot of power. In Tuesday's primary, every seat is up for re-election, but only a few races will be competitive. Joining me to break down the race for council is Kevin McCrory. Kevin, how much of a shakeup are we in for?
So of the 10 seats that are held by those representing specific geographic districts, six council members are running unopposed. So consider those champagne corks already popped. There's really only two truly competitive district races. The second district, which covers Southwest Philadelphia and parts of South Philly that have rapidly gentrified, has been the most hotly contested race. This is between incumbent Kenyatta Johnson and real estate developer Ori Fibush. The 7th District, which covers a large swath of North Philly, has also been competitive. Incumbent Maria Quiñones Sanchez has won twice without the backing of the party establishment. Her competitor, Manny Morales, found himself in hot water after word spread about bigoted posts on his Facebook page. He says he wasn't responsible for those posts.
Interesting. Okay, now that's the district races. What about the city's 7 at-large seats?
Okay, so here's where the race gets interesting to all city voters. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you get to vote for 5 people in your party. Top vote-getters win the 7 seats, but the city charter ensures that at least 2 go to the minority party.
And in Philly, of course, most voters are registered Democrats, so typically the at-large seats are going to split 5 for Democrats and 2 for Republicans.
Exactly. So the incumbent Democrats are Blondell Reynolds Brown, Bill Greenlee, Wilson Good Jr., and Ed Nielsen. Based on name recognition and connections to power brokers, incumbents typically win. But in this race, at least one newcomer will take a seat. When Jim Kenney retired his at-large seat to run for mayor, he left a guaranteed opening for fresh blood.
Okay, so who might the newcomers be?
There's 12 newcomer Democrats vying for a spot. Of these, 7 are considered to really have a shot. First, Helen Gim is a longtime public education advocate. She has the backing from the teachers union, but she's also raised more money in small donations than any candidate this year. Paul Steinke, general manager of the Reading Terminal Market for 13 years, is running on his entrepreneurial record. He'd be the first openly gay person elected to any citywide office in Philadelphia. If you take away the money that the candidates have loaned themselves, Steinke has raised the most money, and that's without having to rely on big checks from unions or political committees. Attorney Tom Wyatt has cachet with big business based on his work litigating mergers and acquisitions, but he also has real credibility when it comes to schools. He heads the Education Committee for the Passyunk Square Neighborhood Association and is actively involved with Andrew Jackson Elementary in South Philly. Another candidate has the backing of the City Democratic Party. That's Sherry Cohen. She hopes to follow in the footsteps of her father, the late councilman, David Cohen. Like him, she wants to be, you know, the stalwart progressive voice in council chambers. She's also openly gay.
And then you have Isaiah Thomas, right? He's the associate dean at a Northeast Philly charter school.
Right. He ran for city council in 2011 at the ripe age of 26 and lost. But since then, he's earned the support of several powerful backers, including many city unions. There's also Alan Dahm, big-time real estate developer who's donated more than $500,000 of his own cash to his campaign. Derek Green, he's been special counsel to retiring Councilwoman Marian Tasco. In that gig, he helped write legislation, including her bill to help curb predatory lending. He says he knows the ins and outs of the city budget, and he can find the ways to get more money to schools.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Dave.
To see a full breakdown of all the council candidates, visit newsworks.org.